Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for this 15 minutes motivational empowerment that we are going to go through together as we are encouraged in that place of process, that place of moving forward as a kingdom ambassador and knowing that this place is the place of making, this place is the place where God is getting us ready for our tomorrow. Because when God chooses an individual, family, or nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. The word of God lets us understand and know that favor is the thing that we have with God and man. It's the thing that God gives to us through his grace, and he places it upon our lives, and we see that grace and that favor that he gives us bring not only favor for men to supply things in our life, but it also causes men to come along beside us to help us and to bless us so that we are able to make it and meet the place that God says we're going to do, that tomorrow place that we're going to see manifested. And the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 22, we see that David was in the cave of Adullam. He was there because Saul was trying to kill him. And he was hiding there. His family found out he was there. Then 400 men came to where he was. And these men were that men that were in different places in their lives. They were, some of them were desperate. Some of them were in debt. Some of them were discontented. And they were discontented with Saul and his leadership and a lot of things that was just going on in their life. But they did not allow their situation to stop them from going to be the favor that David needed to help him meet the destiny that God said. These men came alongside of him and they followed his leadership. And we see that favor because that victory that David won was their victory also. And many of these men served in different capacities when he became the king over the Israelites in every one of the cities that he took. His leadership was there for 40 years. And so they were there with him, a lot of them there with him in that process of making that destiny be finalized, materialized, and coming to fulfillment. And they enjoyed the benefits and the blessings, also being changed themselves because of them being showing favor to David and being the resource that he needed to fulfill promise. And God is going to do the same thing with us. He's going to cause and command resources to come, favor to be there, and it's going to be people who will give us information or people who will join with us, people that will stand with us and fight and make sure the destiny that God has for us is fulfilled. And in doing so, they get blessed, and God strengthens them and changes them, and he does a great work in them and as they process through it with us. Also, we see this place of favor is what Abraham also had in his life when he was in Egypt. And he was there because of famine, and he was not truthful with the king about his wife, who he called his sister. God wouldn't allow those kings to kill him or anyone in there to touch him. They blessed him, and favor was shown to him in that regard. God blessed him indeed, and we see that God will do that even when we are not aligning totally because of the purpose of God. God will command that purpose to happen in our lives because of where he's going to take us and what he's going to do. This process of making matures us and stretches us and grows us in the obedience of God. The Bible also lets us understand and know that if we have the faith of Abraham, every promise that God told Abraham because he received Jesus Christ because we received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is ours. Abraham was able to look and believe God He looked at the stars. He looked at what God showed him, the sands, and he believed God and took him at his word. And therefore, that process of him going through and his name being changed and God doing some things in him, he became the friend of God, and God allowed him to birth out what he was going to say because he believed it by faith. When we believe like that, when we see what God says, even before we see the manifestation, but we see it and we believe God, we are able to grab in the spirit all that God has for us and manifest in the earth. So in this time that we have remaining, I want to encourage you and just a little bit about don't letting the dream die. Don't allow what God has for you to die. In Genesis 37, verses 18 through 20, we see here, and it says in the Amplified Bible, it says, and when they saw him, talking about Joseph, when they saw him afar off, even before he came near to them, they conspired to kill him. And they said to one another, see, he comes the dreamer, the master of dreams. So come on now, let us kill him and throw him and his body into a pit. Then we'll say to our father, some wild animal, some wild beast, some wild thing ferociously devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dream. And we will see what will become of his dream. God will give you and I a dream, a vision of where we're going to go and what he's planning for our lives. And the enemy and people can get a small glimpse of the potential, of the possibilities of what our life is going to be or what it's going to head up to and what it's going to produce and who it's going to impact and the blessing that it's going to be. And they will begin to move and plot against the dream that God has given you and I. But we cannot allow that to stop us or hinder us. They will spot the anointing on your life. They will spot the anointing from a distance on your life. They'll recognize from afar that you're going somewhere, that they can see that before you ever get close, they can see and sense that you will do great things and that God will use you greatly. The anointing can change atmospheres. It can shift atmospheres. The peace of God and all the possibilities of great things that God wants to do and the expectation of your faith that believes God can be something that people will fear. And as you read and you study this chapter, you will see that Joseph's brothers feared his dream. They feared what God was going to do with him. And so they allowed the bitterness and the hate to build up in them until they started now conspiring openly about how to get you. People will look at you and they will conspire in their heart and say in their heart what they do not like and why they do not like this about you and how they hate it within themselves because you live uprightly, because you walk and God talks to you and speaks to you, because God leads you and guides you, because God gives you ideas, because you're blessed. They will hate that part because they don't see that within themselves or they're not operating in that, and they will hate it in themselves. And after a while, they will begin to talk to others. They will begin to conspire with others to try to get you not to go in or to make them fight you with them, with their words, with their actions, with their deeds. They'll put in the atmosphere things about you that is not true. They'll say things like, I don't know what it is. I just can't trust them. I don't know what it is. I just can't follow them. I don't trust their leadership. They'll start to put in the atmosphere different things to change the mind of people who are really trying to help you or go with you or move with you in whatever it is, that business, that vision, that plan, that change, that leadership. Whatever it is, they'll start to put in the atmosphere doubtful things because they within themselves have a problem with you because they themselves are missing and lacking in their lives, and you represent what they themselves are not producing, but God wants them to have the opportunity to produce. So we see this. The enemy will put people and put things in their heart to come against you, the anointing of your life, the dream that God has given you. And you must be very, very careful not to share intimate things. You have to be careful. I'm learning more and more that you have to be watchful over your words, watchful over what you share, watchful over your dreams, watchful over what God gives you, because what people will do is they will stay with you long enough to grasp what it is and even take things and use it in their own lives, use it in their own business, and make it seem as if you took it from them, or you didn't come up with that idea. They did. And so you have to be careful what you say, how much you say, and what you reveal, even about your personal dreams, or the movements of your dream, or your desires, because people will take those things and use them and make it look as if, as I said before, that you're not a visionary, that you don't have leadership, that you can't do anything, because they're taking the ideas that God has given you, because you feel free to share it, and they take it and use it. So you have to be very careful, even that Joseph shared the dream, and God wanted him to share the dream, but he shared it in the presence of his brothers, who God let them hear it so that they can move on it, but it was part of the plan. But in this day and time, we have to be very, very careful what we share and what we do. And so we see that his brothers hated him for his dream. Joseph's brothers feared that dream, and people will fear what God gives you. People will fear where God is going to take you, and how God is going to use you, and how God is anointing you, and how God will bless you. And so they will plot against you, even within their heart, because they're not allowing their hearts to be presented unto God so that it can be cleansed, so that it can be purified. And their thoughts, they're not doing what the Bible says. They're not thinking on these things. They're allowing their mind and the enemy to use their mind and their thoughts and to plant ideas. And they're not tearing down those vain imaginations so that they start to act on them. And this is what the brothers started to do. Joseph's brothers couldn't stand his dream. And the enemy and people will not be able to stand your dream, but you cannot try to make them believe it. You can't try to make it come to pass. You got to believe what God says, and that he's going to make it come to pass as you apply yourself to the things that he says. When you do this, you will see that God will work it out for your good. You also cannot hate that you are a dreamer and you're a visionary and that you're different. You can't hate that you're prophetic and that God blesses you and God does these things in your life and he uses you. You can't hate that because of the people who walk away from you, or the people who don't understand you, or the people who just come to get or to be a parasite to you. You can't hate that. You have to know that this is what God has planted in you and given to you for his glory, and he's going to use it for his glory. Joseph's brothers hated the dream, and they wanted to see what was going to happen once they had did what they did to him. Once they got him out of the way, they wanted to see how they were basically saying, let me see if you're going to dream now. Let me see if everything you said is going to come to pass. And when you're waiting on God and waiting, you're moving into things that God says, but you haven't seen the full manifestation. And there's been time in that while God is putting it together, making it happen to become the set time for his release. People will question you and say, let me see if God is with you now. Let me see, where is your God? Going to do what he said in your life. And you still have to be very, very careful. Don't allow the enemy to make you think that your dream is going to die. Don't go by the opinions of others. Don't change who you are. Don't go by their mindset. Don't try to fix yourself so you can fit to them. Do and be what God's told you, because you're going to keep moving in the things that he says, and that dream that he gave you is going to come to pass. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight. The call, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. If you want to share this broadcast, if you want to hear more about the ministry and for me, you can do so by contacting us on Instagram at Abraham's Covenant, I'm sorry, or Facebook on Abraham's Covenant Tabernacle Praise International Ministries, or also on Cheryl_Thaxton. Until the next time, be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror, that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you. And because he is, you're going to make it. You are a super conqueror, and you, God makes you conquer the things that you would normally not be able to conquer outside of him. This is Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me. Until the next time, be blessed in his name. Oh,